Gone to the Dogs. Fidget stood and crossed the room to the patio door. Staring through smudge marks left by eager noses, his sharp brown eyes scanned the yard outside for signs of trouble. There weren't any squirrels. This was, no doubt, due to his ferocious barking efforts over the past several years. There weren't any cats, either. They'd learned long ago not to taunt him, assuming cats could learn anything. It was more likely that his barks had embedded themselves into their instincts, placing fear into their souls with such fierceness that their kittens and their kittens' kittens would avoid the yard for generations. The yard stood silent, and it did not need protecting at the moment. But still, Fidget really had to pee. The beagle raised a paw and let it fall. His nails caught on the doorframe, each one sounding a distinct click. Twice more, he let his paw fall to the linoleum before casting a glance back toward the couch at the man under the blanket. There was no reaction, so Fidget clicked his nails again. "Let it go, Fidget." Sasquatch, the Great Dane, spread out across the living room floor between the man and the television, taking up most of the living room. His legs twisted in impossible directions and stretched on forever. "He's not getting up." Whimpering, Fidget cast one last glance outside and clicked his way back to a spot next to the giant dog. He dropped to the ground but never took an eye off the man on the couch.
"Is he okay, Satch?"
"He's fine," Sasquatch said without opening his eyes.
"I don't think he's fine. He never does this."
"Sure he does. Remember when he found that show about the cars?" The beagle nodded but did not agree.
That was different."
"He was on the couch for 3 days straight."
"But he got up. He got up and went to the room of scary noises."
"The room of scary... You mean the bathroom?"
Whatever it's called. He got up and went there. He got up and fed us. He got up and let us out."
Fidget stared at the man sitting amidst a pile of crumpled tissues.
"He's not fine, and I have to go."
"So go, and let me sleep." Sasquatch rolled over. His massive frame shifted the air in the room. Fidget ducked under a widely swung paw. They tended to go flailing whenever the giant dog moved, then whimpered and left the room. Sasquatch opened one eye and stared at the man on the couch. It would go against everything he had learned to be true, but Fidget could be right. The man, their friend, had sat for hours watching the glowing screen in the past, but it had always been interspersed with some kind of activity, even if that activity was just yelling at Fidget for barking at the squirrels. A mighty effort turned the Great Dane around, and he studied the TV. For 3 days it had shown nothing but pictures of white cars with flashing lights and people in rolling beds. Sasquatch didn't understand people all that well, but whatever was on the TV didn't seem to have much of a story. At least when he stared out the window at passers-by, they passed on by eventually. That was something. This show kept going and going. People sneezing, people coughing, people in masks, and more flashing lights. The show about the cars didn't make any sense, but it was more exciting than this. Sasquatch shrugged and closed his eyes again. He'd lived with people his entire life, and he knew this much. People were weird. They acted weird, they did weird things, but they had the food and the keys to the door, so he was fine with a little weirdness now and then. Fidget came back into the room, turned around 3 times, and sat next to the Great Dane with a satisfied sigh.
"Just out of curiosity, where did you go?" Sasquatch asked.
It's perplexing to see a confused beagle. They so often look confused that when it actually happens, their face takes on an air of clarity. This happened now as Fidget answered.
"I went."
"Right, but where did you go?"
"I went to go," said Fidget.
Sasquatch sat up and leaned over the smaller dog.
"But where did you go?"